on site that brings out the best in your game.
I mean, man, you bring out the best in me always. I got 2 wins with you being on site, so I don't know. I still need to make an eagle for you. We have a history of doing that whenever you're on the camera ground. So we'll see if I can do that the next 2 days. But vibes are just high this week. Vibes are really high.
Great first 2 rounds. With the stakes as high as they are, how would you assess your game today?
I mean, I've managed myself really well around this place the last 2 days. I'm striking it great. I haven't really been in the rough a whole lot, and whenever I have been, I've been able to just take my medicine and figure out a way to make par from there. Had one unfortunate bogey today, went in the left rough on 2 and thought it was going to jump, and it just came out really dead. And hit a great pitch shot after that, and I hit a really good putt that I thought was going to go in, but happens out here. Just try to minimize bogeys as much as I can, and we have a good game plan. Just keep trying to give myself, worst case, 25 footers, and pars are really good scores out here. Birdies will come.
Talk to us a little bit about the 3 birdie stretch that you had to start the round.
Yeah, par 5 was just really, really simple. Hit on the green in 2, lagged it up there. The par 3 was a little less planned. I was trying to aim about 15, 20 feet left of the pin and just ended up striping one right at the hole instead, about 12 feet long, rolled that in. The next hole was a little fortunate. I went just over the green. I was on the fringe. Had a really good line on it. Probably hit it a little too hard, but I was able to curl it in there a little bit. Probably I had one lip out after that was pretty gnarly, so that one probably should have gone in, and that birdie on 14 or whatever probably shouldn't have, but it all evens out at the end of the day.
With a course as difficult as this one is this week, do you find yourself picking and choosing your spots, and how do you assess the course as a whole?
Oh, I love this place. It's a very tour level golf course. You shoot 4 under out here, you played a great round of golf. There's no need to make a ton of birdies or anything. You just minimize the mistakes the entire time. So it's a lot of picking and choosing, a lot of just trying to be really, really precise, taking big numbers out of play for no reasons. Like I said, the birdies will come eventually. I know that I'm rolling it really, really well. So just trying to give myself as many good uphill putts that I can. And if it doesn't happen, I just need to make a par. Just make an easy par and move on. Easy pars are really, really nice out here.
You talked a little bit about it yesterday, with the new dynamic with your dad on site this week. How would you assess the relationship you have with your caddy this week, being your first event and, you know, having a co-lead after 2 rounds?
I mean, yeah, man, we've hit it off just from the get-go on Monday. We kind of speak the exact same language out there. He does a fantastic job of having me explain things in a way that kind of holds me a little bit more accountable over the golf shots that I want to hit. And just kind of makes me dial into just how precise I can be. I'm a great iron player, and sometimes instead of just, it's not a fire at pins week. It's leave yourself a good look and just play smart. And I've been able to hit my irons great, and we just vibe out there, man. We get along great. We're cracking jokes walking down the fairway, and then whenever we get to the ball, it's go time, and we got a great process every time. And it's just nice. It's really nice. It's really refreshing. I think he's enjoyed it well. I feel pretty good about saying that, and I've had a blast out there.
Having your dad play a different role this week, and having him follow along and being there kind of as a moral support, playing a different role, how important is it to still kind of have him around, having you following but playing a different role this week?
Oh, it's huge. He's seen every golf shot I've hit this year on this tour. Every single golf shot I've hit. So nobody's seen more this year. Nobody knows me better on and off the golf course than he does. I can use him as like a moral support system. I can use him as eyes in a lot of ways because he's seen so much. He knows my game really, really well. And so it's just nice to have that extra set of everything out there. Whether it's warm-up or just like noticing little trends with my game, it's little things like that. Just having an extra set of hands, extra set of eyes. It's just gotten us really dialed this week.
This game, a lot of players traditionally, you know, speak the cliche of one shot at a time, staying patient. Going into the weekend of a Korn Ferry Tour Finals event, with a PGA Tour card in grasp, does that change your mindset at all? Have you thought about it? Anything like that?
I'd be lying to you if I said I hadn't thought about it. It's going to be on the forefront of my mind, whether I want it to be or not. I don't think there's any point in trying to shy away from it or change it. It's the reality of things. If I play great, I'll be locked up by the end of this week. There's no point in shying away from it, but at the same time, that's what makes the process so much more important. That's what makes the one shot at a time so much more important. I have no control over the outcome after the next 36 holes. I can only control how I go into every shot and how I execute. So just choosing to focus on the little things that I can control and trust that the bigger picture will take care of itself by the end of the week.